Time now to take five for your community, a service of the Emerald Place and Williams Brothers Healthcare Pharmacy. And today we have Beth and Erica with us from Davies Community Hospital. Ladies, good morning.
Good morning, Dwayne.
It is May, which is Stroke Awareness Month. And first off, we're going to start with Beth. What exactly is a stroke?
Well, Dwayne, a stroke occurs when the supply of blood to the brain is either interrupted or reduced. When this happens, the brain does not get enough oxygen or nutrients, which causes brain cells to die. There are three kinds of strokes, ischemic, hemorrhagic, and TIAs, they're called. The ischemic stroke is the most common form that we see. It accounts for about 85% of the strokes that we see. This type of stroke is caused by a blockage or narrowing of the arteries that provide blood to the brain, resulting in a severely reduced blood flow to the brain. These blockages are often caused by blood clots, and clots can be caused by fatty deposits within the arteries called plaque. So when you go to your doctor and he talks to you about your high cholesterol, that is his concern. Because if we eat a lot of fatty foods, then plaque builds up in the arteries, and that can cause the narrowing, which can cause a blood clot, and that can cause a stroke. The hemorrhagic strokes are caused by arteries in the brain either leaking blood or bursting open. The ruptures can be caused by conditions such as hypertension, also called high blood pressure, trauma, blood thinning medications, and an aneurysm. And the third one is called a TIA. They are different from the other kinds of strokes that I talked about because the flow of blood to the brain is only briefly interrupted. Usually we see within a 24-hour period of time, the symptoms that brought you to the hospital have usually resolved. And that is one way that they know that you've just experienced a TIA. They are often caused by blood clots. Over a third of people who experience a TIA unfortunately go on to have a major stroke within a year if they have not received any medical treatment. And between 10 to 15% will have a major stroke within 3 months after experiencing a TIA.
But I tell you, this is the silent killer, right? The stroke
Absolutely. You know, you can have high blood pressure and you have no symptoms from that. That is why they call it the silent killer.
Man, oh, man. It scares me every day. I'm not going to lie to you. Goes without saying, you can't see me on the radio, but I'm a little bit overweight. And the high blood pressure runs in the family. So, again, you just never know. If there's any kind of symptoms that you're experiencing, Erica, this month is Stroke Awareness Month, and you like to use FAST, F-A-S-T, as a sign for the symptoms, right?
Right. FAST is an acronym. It's a good way to remember some signs and symptoms of a stroke, and that could potentially help you save your life or someone else's. So when you're helping someone, you want to remember to act fast and follow these simple hints. So F would stand for face. And so you want to try to smile or ask the person that you're with to smile. And you're looking to see if one side of their face is drooping or if their smile is noticeably uneven. That would show weakness. A would stand for arm. Same thing there. You want to ask the person to raise both arms or try it yourself. You're looking to see if one arm drifts downward or if there is another sign of significant weakness. The S in FAST would stand for speech. You're going to ask the person to repeat a simple phrase, and you're looking to see if their speech might be slurred or if it sounds strange, if they're having trouble expressing themselves, even basic ideas and phrases. They may appear confused, or they may not be able to tell you what day it is, or they may not even be able to form the correct words that they want to say. So those are all symptoms of that speech may be affected. And then the T stands for time. You want to, if you observe any of these signs, you want to call 911 immediately because the faster that you can get help, the more likelihood of getting the correct treatment for your stroke. So even if you're not sure, you want to make sure you call 911 immediately and get help.
There you go. FAST. Remember that. FAST. It's face.
Arm.
Speech.
And time.
There you go. FAST. Symptoms again, and that's the key. Working fast. Treatments now, Beth. If you the treatments for a stroke.
The first one we'll talk about, ischemic stroke treatment. They are, again, caused by arteries being blocked or narrowed, and so treatment focuses on restoring an adequate flow of blood to the brain. An injection of TPA is very effective at dissolving clots, and it absolutely has to be given within 3 hours of the stroke symptoms. And if it's beyond that, and that, you know, if the person has unfortunately been home alone and you don't know that time frame, then they cannot receive the medicine. So it's critical. And if they do receive the medicine, and we've seen many patients that have received the TPA, their symptoms and their recovery unbelievably better. So that is crucial that you get seek that medical attention. Do not stay home if you're having those symptoms thinking it'll get better. You need to seek a call 911 and seek treatment immediately for that type of stroke. The hemorrhagic stroke, they are caused by bleeding into the brain, and so treatment focuses on controlling the bleeding and reducing the pressure on the brain. Possible treatment begins with drugs being given to reduce the pressure in the brain, maybe to reduce your blood pressure. It will probably be elevated. Also to prevent seizures and sudden constrictions of blood vessels. If you're already on a blood thinner, they can give you drugs to counter the medical effects of that because it's a bleed into your brain. So you obviously you don't want your blood to be really thin because that will just cause increased bleeding and will cause increased stroke effects and damage to your brain. The TIA, again, I know that it resolves within 24 hours if it's a TIA, but it is a big warning to you that you could be having a stroke further on down the road. So absolutely, you need to seek treatment. The treatment may include taking medicines to prevent a stroke or having surgery to open narrow arteries. If your carotid arteries are significantly narrowed, you may need a procedure to widen the arteries. This may prevent you having another TIA or a stroke. So very important to seek treatment.
Yeah, absolutely. And then finally, prevention, Erica. We'll close with prevention, preventing a stroke.
Sure. Yeah, there's some simple things that you can try to incorporate into your everyday life that can help to prevent a stroke. One is just eating a healthy diet. So do your best to stick to a healthy diet plan. Second, trying to maintain a healthy weight. Exercise regularly. Don't smoke. Avoid alcohol or moderating your alcohol consumption. Keeping your blood pressure under control. And also managing diabetes, watching your cholesterol, any of those things you can talk with your doctor about, and they can help you along the way as well.
Very good information, ladies. Again, Stroke Awareness Month, all this month for the month of May. If you have questions, seek your physician, your family physician, or contact Davies Community Hospital. If there's any question, remember FAST and get to the hospital. Dial 911. Take no chances because that quick second could mean the rest of your life. Again, so important, some valuable information this morning. Ladies, Beth Mason and Erica Ellerman, thank you so much for coming in. We appreciate your time today.
Thank you very much.
It is 7:39. Take 5, a service of the Emerald Place and Williams Brothers Healthcare Pharmacy.